what is the life I'm supposed to be living at this age? Like, I think you can start more. People just need to start living more in the present. And I'm guilty of this too. There's total things of like the shoulda, woulda, coulda, where I should be, where I thought I would be, like all those thoughts always get in people's heads. But if you can start focusing on like, what am I supposed to be doing at this age right now versus all these like deadlines that we put? I think people would start embracing whatever age they're turning, whether it is you're 30 or you're 35 or you're 40 or et cetera.
Welcome to the Messy Mom Podcast by Fit Mama in 30. I'm Bailey.
And I'm Carrie.
And the Messy Mom Podcast is all about ditching the idea of perfection during motherhood and embracing the messy, ranging from topics about pre and postnatal health and wellness, infertility, mom guilt, and of course, the craziness that comes with raising a family.
So if you would like to live on this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review, as this helps other mamas learn to embrace the messy with us. So get ready for 30 minutes of real, raw, and messy content. Let's get started.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Messy Mom Podcast. Just me and Carrie tonight.
Hey, hey.
Hope you all are
doing
well.
The midnight oil.
Yeah, we typically record these lately. It's been around like 8:30, 9 o'clock, because that's just what works for us. But at the end of the day, we were both like dead.
Sometimes it does feel like we're up so late. And I'm like, it's 8:30. My kids are just not going to bed.
Well, especially with like the daylight savings, I know that it stays lighter later, but I'm still not in the groove.
I'm struggling. I'm still struggling.
Yeah, I'm still not in the groove. So we're going to try to keep the energy high for this podcast. But we have kind of a special podcast, kind of a life update. Carrie just had a big birthday, right?
Dun, dun, dun. I sure did.
Well, I'll let you tell everyone
the milestone. That
you just celebrated, the big milestone.
I just hit the big 4-0.
Ooh, yay.
Yeah, 4-0 on the 15th of March, as we're recording this just a couple of days later. But
the Ides of March.
The Ides of March. Beware.
And then Kyle, her husband, just turned 40 also, like not that long ago. So you guys are pretty close, actually.
We're really close. He was married to a young 30-some, you know, for a couple months until... He was. He had this young 30-something thing, and then all of a sudden, bam.
Yeah, bam. You're old and gray, and your life is over.
I'm old and we're done. I mean, end of podcast.
But no, really, we wanted to come on, and Carrie's going to kind of talk about how she feels going into this new decade and kind of just describe how her 30s were. And I feel like with 40, I mean, I'm 33. I feel like when you hear people turning 40, it seems like the majority, not everyone, but the overwhelming majority seems to like, it's like a downer. Is at least that's like the vibe I get from a lot of people that you talk to and then social media and just public. Do you get that same vibe?
Oh, 100%. Like in your most, even people I'm around all the time and just, but yeah, you read like these people like on their post about how 40, they were just like dreading 40 and how like, I mean, they were going into like serious depression over turning 40.
Uh-huh. Midlife crisis. You hear that a lot.
Yeah, midlife crisis. And they're just like depressed, like absolutely depressed that they're turning 40.
Yeah. So we just thought it would be an interesting kind of life update for Carrie and an interesting podcast in general. And specifically women, I feel like too, that you are the ones that typically have trouble with turning 40. Not always. That's not always the case. But at least from an outside looking in, it seems like it's usually women.
Oh, 100%. Well, because, you know, it's just one of those, there are some things that I don't necessarily like agree with in society, but so I do think that like men, every time we record a podcast, like we're on the video and like, I'm not kidding. When it's just Bailey and I, we get these random icons. I just got the like thumbs up, like I'm so glad that this podcast recording software agrees with my thoughts.
They must agree with your thoughts. It was, sorry, that was just weird. Remember one time we had the balloons? Now this time you just got a random thumbs up.
Oh my God. Oh, here.
There it is.
Here we go.
Wait, if I say thumbs up, does that? Oh.
Unbelievable.
Weird. That's new.
Can I heart you? No. It didn't work.
Okay, yeah, that's crazy. So when I say thumbs up, oh, okay, now it's not there. But when I was saying it, it was popping up. So we'll have to put this on one of our little so we can show you guys.
Sorry, we digress, but this has been like something that just is funny.
Just tends to happen when it's us two.
Anyway, back to what we were actually talking about. And yeah, so I think in society you have these men who are like, well, you know, the older we get, the more handsome, like the more mature, like they think they're like, you know, aging gracefully. Like that's, they actually want to get old. Like a lot of some men are like looking forward to it, where you have these women who are like, well, by the time I'm hitting 40, I'm like, you know, wrinkly and gray and just not, and, you know, just like going downhill. Like it's almost like opposites.
Yeah, that's very true. And I think even from like baby perspective, you know, at 35, that's when they start calling you geriatric pregnancy. So anything after 35, it feels very like, even though women have babies into their, well into their 40s these days, especially with things like IVF and all, you know, all the new medicine that's out there. And just, I mean, not all women need that anyway. But yeah, I just feel like because of that too is another reason. And it's like men can have babies forever.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I can see where that would make you feel like, ugh.
Oh, for sure. And like, if you look at the amount of like skincare products I use versus my husband, it's also like, why?
I know.
I don't, like, what are you over there doing? What are you using? Tap water and some Dove soap?
Yeah. Like, no kidding. Kevin has great skin and I don't even think he washes his face.
Yeah, so does Kyle. I was like, what is this? They do have really good skin.
Yeah, they do. It's their genetics.
It is.
So yeah, so we're kind of just discussing this topic and I think it'll be interesting. I think a lot of you all will find it hopefully entertaining, right?
Yeah, right. Only one way to find out.
Yeah. So I mean, just to kind of jump into it, how do you feel personally about turning 40?
Honestly, it didn't bother me at all. Like Good. It was just not at all. I won't say I was like looking forward to it. I don't think you know, I was looking forward to like celebrating it I wasn't like, this is exciting, I'm turning 40, but I was definitely like, I feel great. Like I don't, you know, I feel maybe stronger now than I did in my 20s, just from like the amount of strength training and what I've been doing over the last few decades. And this might sound cliche, but like, you know, you're not promised tomorrow. I'm not promised another decade. And I think when you can, I don't think I can embrace that mentality in my 20s and even early 30s. Mm-hmm. I don't think I really embraced what that truly meant. And I think as like, you know, mid 30s and later, I did start realizing like, you know, you're not promised tomorrow. I'm not promised my 40th birthday. So now that I'm here, like, I'm grateful God's given me 40 years and I hope he gives me a lot more. Like, I think if you can start framing your mindset of being grateful, like, for the opportunities and the chances you get versus like, oh, here comes another year older. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I felt like that at 35 though either. And I had a lot of friends who are like, we're getting into our mid 30s. And I'm like, yeah, like I think that's like, about
the alternative.
Right. What are you going to do?
The alternative is death. So,
right. Exactly. Like you're not getting any younger. So, you know, and it's like you know, that's what you do. Like, what are you supposed to feel like when you're 40? Like you have these people thinking like, here comes, you know, like, I don't know. Like, why do we set that expectation of like, what am I supposed to feel like when I'm 40? Am I supposed to feel like this is the end? Like,
yeah,
here we go. We're only going downhill from here.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
You know?
Yeah. It seems like a lot of pressure sometimes to like keep up with everything, do all the things just to be happy.
It is. And I feel like when you just focus, like I just started focusing on like, what is the life I'm supposed to be living at this age? Like, I think you can start more, people just need to start living more in the present. And I'm guilty of this too. I'm like, there's total things of like the shoulda, woulda, coulda, where I should be, where I thought I would be by like all those thoughts always get in people's heads. But if you can start focusing on like, what am I supposed to be doing at this age right now? versus mm-hmm. all these like deadlines that we put. I think people would start embracing whatever age they're turning, whether it is you're 30 or you're 35 or you're 40 or et cetera. Mm-hmm.
I agree. That's something that I've been trying to do even where I'm at right now is be more present, because I'm someone who's constantly looking ahead. Even if I hit like a goal or whatnot, or something comes and then goes, it's like, okay, well, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? It's like, no, I'm really trying to live in this moment, because I can get real like worked up about where are we sending crew to school and da 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 da. And it's like, who cares? You know, I have to, it's like a reality check. But no, that's so true. Be more present, live in the present, mm-hmm. stop trying to think about the what ifs and what if I, you know, I was supposed to do this and X, Y, Z. So that's a good point. You mentioned you were looking forward to celebrating. Did you do anything special for your 40th birthday? I chatted with you a little bit, but obviously our listeners don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is like, you tell, I mean, we, first of all, Kyle brought us home the flu from his work trip. Bless his heart. He is about to get voted off the island.
Yeah, yeah.
After he got back. But yeah, so leading up to it, I don't think I've seen the kids and him down and out for that long in a while. So he, you know, and then my mom came in and we had all these grand plans, but my son wasn't feeling that great. So, I mean, my mom actually offered to hang around and let Kyle and I have a date night. So we went to this coolest little restaurant on a beach. I mean, how more perfect for my, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. For everyone who doesn't know, she moved to Florida. So that's a gift in of itself.
Yeah. I belong on a beach.
Your 40th birthday.
It was. So like we just got to go. We went to this beach restaurant with, you know, with the senior citizens, because I am 40 at like 4. I'm just kidding. But we did.
Are you doing that?
But we did go. We went, I think we left our house at like 2:30 after we dropped Kate off for gymnastics and went and had a few drinks, had some dinner, took some beach walks. Like it was great. It was really good.
I love that. And did you get a necklace? Did I see that? Did you
get a
necklace? Or you said when your birthday gift matches.
I got a little wristlet. One of my friends gave me this cute little Coach wristlet that matched. I know.
That's sweet.
And she gave it. She had no idea. She gave it to me like as I was dropping my daughter off for gymnastics, and I pull it out of the bag and it matches my shirt.
Oh, well, that just works.
It was like fancy. I know. So we didn't do it. We just did a quick dinner. Because Kyle turned 42, we're just in a stage of life where things are a little nuts right now. We have it's crazy town, and we know that. We knew it was going to be because we just moved. So Kyle and I are going to go do like a weekend trip to celebrate birthdays. It'll be our 15th wedding year or anniversary this year. So we got a lot of big milestones this year that we are going to celebrate, but we want to do it like when we have childcare and when things are planned.
Yeah, that makes sense.
However, in other news, I haven't even told you this. My sister calls me. She was on a work trip and she calls me and says, I really wanted to see your face when I tell you what I'm giving you for your birthday. I was like, uh-oh, I hope you're not getting me a puppy because Kyle's not going to let me keep it.
So you don't know.
So she ended up telling me and she said, I want to take you on a trip anywhere you want to go. In or out of the country.
Oh my gosh. Sister of the year.
Just the two of us.
Wow. That's generous.
Yeah.
What are you gonna pick? Have you thought about this? Well,
because when someone offers you a gift like that, you're like, and she's, I mean, because then she throws in like, it can be a long, you know, a long weekend, or it can be like, starts naming places. And she goes, I will even fly in our parents to help Kyle take care of the kids.
Oh, look, you just got another thumbs up because... this thing's like, heck yeah.
I'm aware. I feel that too, deep in my soul. I mean,
that is so nice.
I know. So these thumb ups, I mean, seriously, software, someone's listening. So I don't know, but I had started to think about it. We might be going to Greece.
Yes, you should.
Ali's never been.
About going forever. And then COVID happened. And then
Kyle and I had like a trip planned out. And then I looked actually when back in 2018 and then just we moved. There were a lot of things going on. But yeah, so I think when she said she's never been, she said I actually almost threw out Greece. She said, but I'm like, I at first I was like, you know, when someone tells you that, I'm like, what is your, like, what are we really talking here? Like, how long? How much? Like,
I say if someone says out of the country, you take them up on that.
I know. Especially like, I've wanted to go to Greece for a long time.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm pretty sure we're going to Greece this year.
Well, heck, is Kyle going to be, is Kyle going or would no, it just be you two? No, is he going to be so jealous?
He's going to be real, real sad.
Not that you can't go there someday.
And that's what I've told him. I haven't, this just came up. So I'm going to have to ease him into this idea just a bit because he's going to be, a little bitter. But I mean, you know, my sister's going to take, my sister's taking me somewhere. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Peace out.
I love you.
Oh, yeah. No. Send Greece help. Is amazing. I would love, I've been once. I would love to go back and it's beautiful. You should definitely go there.
I know.
So what that's a great gift. Go Allie. That's so, sister of the year.
I know.
So sweet.
And we haven't got to, like, we haven't taken a trip together, I think, since her birthday. We went to Vegas for her, maybe her 30th. So
yeah, I think it was her 30th.
It's been a well-needed sister trip. So I'm pumped.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. Well, so, yeah. Keep me updated on that.
I will.
All of us.
Yeah, I 100% will.
Because we all know I'm not going out of the country anytime soon.
No, there's a time period in your life where you just cross that off. And this has been mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm just now out of it.
Yeah, that's kind of why we're having this conversation. So let's kind of go back in. So that's amazing. I love that for you. We kind of know like how you feel about turning 40. How would you describe your 30s? Just like the decade that you just ended. Overall, how would you describe your 30s?
I honestly would say the word intense. I think your 30s are intense. Mm-hmm. And not in a bad, like, I think intense can mean when people say intense, they think it's immediately bad. And I don't mean it actually in a bad way. Intense as in like most people are like building your career or leaving your career, like making these, I think 30s are where you start to figure out, okay, you know, 20s are like, I just need a job out of college. And then 30s, it's like, okay, like I like doing this. I don't like doing this. Like, where do I see myself? And you start building your career or leaving your career. Or I think that's when most people have kids. I'm not trying to put stereotypes and again, numbers, but you know, I had both my kids in my 30s. I did quit my corporate jobs in my 30s. We started this business in 30s. Mm-hmm. Just intense. Like, I think your 30s as a whole are like, there's just a lot of life. A lot of life happens, I think, in your 30, like new life.
Mm-hmm.
New life stages. A lot of change. I'm trying to think. I think we might have bought our first house. No, I was like 29. Just a lot of change and just like intense years in your 30s.
Mm-hmm.
No, and I think that's what it was for us. And we made some really big life-changing decisions in our 30s that now obviously we're going to live into those. But like that, you know, 4 years ago, we started making some big life decisions at like 35, 36. I think Kyle and I started having some really big life decisions about like, all right, now that our kid, like, where do we want to raise the kids for our rest of our life? Like, where do we see ourselves living for the rest of our lives? What did his career look like? Like, was he happy? What was he doing with it? What did we want to do with our business? I think there was, or did I want to stay with the kids? Like, there's just so many decisions.
Do you want to homeschool?
Do you want to homeschool your children?
Yeah.
There's just a lot of just big decisions I think are made in your 30s. At least for us, it was.
Yeah. For me too, there's lots of big changes that are happening. Yeah. I mean, I'm, you know, 3 years and almost 4 years. I just had my half birthday, 33 and a half. But yeah, I'm seeing that, and a lot of it has to do, you know, for me with the kids and having kids and stuff. But yeah, a lot of change does happen.
Yeah.
What do you think is the biggest thing you learned in your 30s? You know, that's 10 years, an entire decade.
A lot.
Yeah. There's a lot of change that happens. What for you was the biggest takeaway?
I think I really learned how to embrace like who I am and who God actually made me to be instead of trying to be who people think I should be or who people want me to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a big shift. I think I figured out in my 30s what I truly value and what and how to say no to things that I don't.
Mm-hmm. What do you think sparked that? Was it just literally growing up or was it other things? What do you think was the main factor?
I think there's, I definitely think growing up, but I think life experiences get you there too. Mm-hmm. Like all the change, like through all the change, and you see, I mean, I've moved around a ton. Like if I think about how much life changes and life shifts and groups of, like, you know, you always have the friends who stay with it through all, but then you have like seasons of friends. And I think you take lessons from all those and figure out just like what you truly value and, you know, what to let go of. I have really become good at letting go things that don't serve me.
Mm-hmm.
And just not holding on to it at all, like not feeling bad about it. And I think I'm content with less, just less in general.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a big thing. Like you think when you're, you know, 20s, like you do, you start to have all these ideas, the things you need, the things you want. Like, you say you need the things you want, the things, and then you just become really content with a lot less.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I love that. What are you looking forward to about your 40s? Accomplishments, plans?
This is now
that
you've one.
Now that you've hit 40.
I think, like I said, we made a lot of big decisions in our 30s.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a lot of big decisions, like life altering, changing decisions. And I think, but we made them knowing that these were going to be best for our family long term. So I think we're mm-hmm. just really excited to see in the next 5 to 10 years how those decisions we made are going to impact our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kyle and I have always wanted to live. He didn't always want to live in Florida. Florida like wasn't on his list of like places to live. It became once I started telling him like why I wanted to move to Florida and just kind of having those conversations. We wanted to be in 40 and one of our goals in 2020 was we wanted to be living in Florida by the time we were 40.
Mm-hmm.
That was a huge goal of ours.
Yeah.
Like to embrace living what the Florida lifestyle means to us before we get to, I don't know if the two of us will ever retire. I say that like, you know, like we just are busy. We like to like constantly work in our mind. I don't know what it looks mm-hmm. like, but like we wanted to live this lifestyle now, mm-hmm. not when we're 70 and our kids are gone. Like we wanted to experience this with our children.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to be very involved in my kids' education. I want them here on a daily basis until they don't want to be here anymore yeah. or that, you know, until 18. I was very passionate about that. So just seeing some of these things come to life over the next 5 to 10 years. I'm just really looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. I love
you
that.
Know? In our business, like I think Fit Mom in 30 in the next 5 years is going to do some pretty cool things. Like I think mm-hmm. we have a lot of we've planted so many seeds over the since 2018 and had so many iterations of what we think this is going to be and where it's going. And I think all those years of the trial and the error and that this is working, this isn't working. I think we've finally found our groove and now it's, I think in the next 5 years, Fit Mom in 30 is going to be what you and I both envisioned it being.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we just like I just said, don't put things in a timeline. I think you and I in our head probably had it on a timeline a long time ago. And I,
yeah,
I mean, everyone does, you know?
Yeah. Everyone thinks that when you start your own business, you're going to be like multimillionaires immediately.
You do.
And
you
know. Let me just tell you, that's not the case.
We are not.
Unless you're like someone who goes on The Bachelor or something and is famous for the day.
Or has that one hit wonder or something. Or
something I've realized pretty quickly. No, I agree. I feel that same energy for us. And we have some exciting things that we can't talk about. I hate that I just said that because I hate it when other people say that. It is true. We do have some exciting things happening relatively soon. So if you don't follow us and what we do outside of the podcast, then you should.
Yeah.
We have some really cool things coming up.
In the next several weeks to months.
You'll be we had a meeting about it today. So
I know. Just stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
You love it.
Well, I love that for you.
So let's chat about Just Ingredients. One of the biggest questions that Carrie and I get is what protein powder do you recommend? And as you know, there are literally hundreds, thousands of protein powders out there, but they are not all created equal.
So just a few things that we really look for. We always make sure they're third-party tested, have no artificial sweeteners, and contain at least 20 grams or more of high-quality protein.
Carrie and I have both been using Just Ingredients for a while now, and it's because it checks off truly all of those boxes and more. I used it my entire pregnancy and continue to use it now. You can blend it, you can shake it, you can bake it, all the things. It's seriously so good and so delicious.
That's so true. Not only have I been giving it to my kids as an afternoon snack, I have used almost every one of their products. So we are really happy to be partnering with Just Ingredients to give you 10% off your order. So you can use code FITMAMA, that's FITMAMA at checkout. Or you can just click the link in our show notes and check out the code there. Hiya! Let's face it. Most kids' vitamins are basically candy, filled with sugar, artificial ingredients, and other additives. So while my kids would certainly prefer the chewable, gummy little sugar-filled vitamin, they still enjoy Hiya vitamins. Get it? Get it? And I feel good about what's inside of them. I've been giving them to the kids not only the daily vitamin, but also the probiotics for about a year now.
They're also a really super cute company. The first shipment, they send you refillable bottles and stickers so your kids can customize their bottles, make little artworks out of them. So if you're just looking for a vitamin that you can feel really good about giving to your kids and they will actually try, then give Hiya a try. Right now, you can get 50% off and free shipping when you use the link in our show notes. What advice do you have for women who might be fearing 40? Kind of like we talked about at the beginning of this, it seems women specifically really have a fear of turning 40 for whatever reason. What advice do you have for them?
I think it kind of goes back to what we were talking about is I think we need to get away from the expectations that we set for ourselves to accomplish by a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
Or not even just a certain age, like a certain number. Like we're so tied to numbers. Like, you know, everyone's tied to like, you know how we talk about we hate when people are tied to a weight. Like I don't want, like, I think we need to get away from you need to be married by a certain age. You need to have, you know, we all do this. I was guilty of this too. I think I have, like, even when Kyle and I were dating, I'm like, I want to be married by the time I'm 25. I want to be like,
oh, yes.
You had all these timelines and those didn't work out either, by the way. And life still worked out the way it's supposed to. So I think if we can get away from like setting all these, got to be married, I've got to have kids, I want my business to be sitting at a certain point, like, who, I don't even know how we set these numbers. Like, I think if we get rid of those fake timelines that we put in our head and realize that, you know, you don't have to feel how people make 40 sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. That's like the best way I can say it, you know?
Yes. People make 40 seem like your grandma status, like old,
with
poofy hair and glasses and, you know, wrinkles. They make it seem like literally you're like a 90-year-old.
Yeah.
Just like some 90-year-olds that are killing it, by the way, but I just threw that number out there.
It's true though.
You get what I mean. You all get what I mean.
I do. I think it's just started like, yeah, I don't stop feeling how people make 40 sound.
Yeah.
I just don't. And I think also like I'm embracing the physical changes that come with 40. And I don't mean like the stereotypical ones. Like I'm not over here like having, and if you are, that's totally fine too. Like premenopause, like that's what everyone thinks of. You're 40, you're gonna have hot flashes. You can't build muscle anymore. Like, mm-hmm. I think this is something that I think started to happen in my 30s. Definitely. Like this didn't happen in the last 3 days. But over like the last several years, I have like be more in tune with your body. Here's what I've noticed in the last, and it has been, I would say the last 5 years. HIIT training and boot camps don't sound fun to me. They're not fun for me. And when I'm done, my body wasn't like, that was a kick-ass workout. That was my body saying, why the heck did we just do that?
Yeah.
Like there is a point in life where you don't need, like, I'm not 25 anymore going to Barry's boot camp and Orange Theory. Like those things serve a certain audience. I don't think 40-year-old women should be doing them. And I don't think it's because we're too old. I think you start to have to embrace the signs your body's telling you. So my metabolism isn't what it was in 25, like at age 25. My muscle mass doesn't gain itself like it did when I was 20. Like these are things you have to change. And I think if you can start being a little bit more in tune to what your body needs, like I love walking. I've told you this. Yeah. I love walking. I do a 35 to 40 minute walk every day. I strength train 5 days a week. I still dance. I'm always going to be dancing. I think like learning choreography and just having those like two mornings a week where I just like let go. And I probably don't look like I dance like I do when I'm 25, but it's so fun to just like go back into like finding the joy again in that movement.
Yeah. Something you truly enjoy doing. You have
Yeah, I'm not like, I'm no longer focused on, okay, did I get my, and I used to be, I'm guilty of this. Like, how many calories did I burn? Like, was this worth a workout that I feel like, okay, that was a good burn and I should do it again? I don't even look at that. I don't know how many calories I burn in a workout. I don't care. Like, I just, when you start embracing what comes with changing and age, and you just, I think I enjoy fitness more now than I did over the last decade because, you know, and
you're
it's a stage
killing yourself. And making it such a stressful thing. It's more like fitting it into your lifestyle versus you know, forcing it into your lifestyle.
Yeah. And like, I think kids kind of help you do that too. I think kids help you do a lot of things where it's like, okay, like, but I mean, you know, you go through like that. I think when you're into fitness, like, especially you and I are into fitness, we are in this like rigorous routine of gotta do this. This is what I have to hit. And I think as you get through your late 30s, it starts to become like, why am I doing this? Like, what do I want to be doing? And what is my body telling my need? Like, I need more mobility. Like, when I was 20, I could probably whip out splits like it was nothing. Like, I can't do that anymore. I can still do the splits, but it's because I stretch four nights a week. Like, there's just things you have to change. And I think if you can embrace that, you stop thinking about, I'm not fearing the age anymore. It's just like, no, just listen to your body and adapt with where you're going.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with that. And I feel like for me, I stopped exercising purely for like aesthetics, which I truly, when I very first started, that's why I was exercising the way I did, was just to try to look good, which I think is, you know, okay to a certain extent. But for me, it was really, how do I incorporate exercise into my life so that I feel good, so that I can pick up my kids, my toddler who weighs almost over 40 pounds and not hurt myself. You know, that's kind of where I'm at, is more functional movement. And that's only going to continue as I age, right? It really is true. If you don't move it, You lose it. And I'm not talking about aesthetics. I'm just talking about feeling good, aches and pains. And I think that makes a huge difference in your mental health, which, you know, transpires into how you feel as you age.
Oh, 100%.
And how you think in your mindset, because your mindset is so powerful.
It is. Like, Kyle even said the other day, he was traveling and I let the kids and I were like, sitting on the couch, and because, you know, they wanted to like finish watching a movie, and they both fell asleep. And I ended up carrying Kate, who's like, I mean, I don't even know, maybe 70 pounds. She's nine, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Upstairs to bed. And I told my husband that. It's like, I carried the kids to bed. He goes, you carried Kate upstairs? I was like, yeah. Like, yeah, she needed, yeah. She, you know, I can't leave her on the couch if I'm going to carry Carter up. So, but I did. I was just like, put her up and like, let's go. Like, I want to be able
to
do that.
Those are some steep stairs.
Those are some serious steps. It's like 9:30, guys. This is like way past my bedtime. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I think it goes from less about aesthetics and how you look, more about function and feeling good.
Totally. I don't want to have to tell my kids I can't pick you up. Yeah. I don't want to have to do that. Unless, I mean, at some point in time, it's going to happen.
you know, he'll be into football and then like, 200 something pounds, and then Carrie's like, I can do it.
Thank you. I can deadlift you, son.
Yeah. He'll be deadlifting you.
He probably will.
At some point, he probably will. So yeah, I think movement, you know, trying to keep yourself active, as healthy as you possibly can, plays a big role in how you feel, as we all know.
100%.
What are some of the things that you're focusing on now to help you stay feeling good in the future?
Sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, that is like, and I've always been good about prioritizing my sleep. I will say that. I've always been good about prioritizing sleep. Like, I'll tell you no if it's going to interfere with my sleep, even if I want to go do it.
Yeah.
But especially now, like just making that time. Like, and I think early 30s, I would have sacrificed sleep for a workout.
Yeah.
And I know there's like, obviously it's finding that balance, because, you know, we work with clients. It's like, okay, you can't always pick sleep in if you got to find a balance. But I would have. I was, you know, even when I was training, when I was a trainer, I was teaching those 5:30 a.m. classes, but you have kids who don't go to bed as early anymore. And I was sacrificing sleep for that. And I wouldn't do that now.
Yeah.
I would actually change my schedule or probably quit and do something different if it was going to start impacting my sleep and my stress level.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do, like, as you can tell that lack of sleep and certain stressors definitely play an impact on how you feel. Like, mm-hmm. I don't recover as fast. So,
and how you age.
And how you age. Yeah. How you age and how you recover. And I'm definitely now way more focused on, okay, if I still like to do, like, strength training is 100% my focus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking like how many calories can I burn strength training? I'm talking like slow, deliberate reps, working out 35 to 40 minutes, doing like strength training. Pure muscle fatigue workouts.
Because that's going to help you build and keep your muscle.
And keep it, because that's what, it's hard to keep muscle. It's hard to build muscle as we age. So that is. So I'm focusing on the things, you know, that we say all the time, but mm-hmm. It is. I'm eating a ton of protein. I'm keeping it crazy high. I am lifting 5 days a week and prioritizing my stress, my stress and doing what I want to do. Like the walk, like even I've got Kyle loves his walks as much as I do. Like we just love, I love like getting outside and doing that 35 minute walk every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think getting that like sun exposure, and especially now that you're in Florida, you're getting a lot more than I am. I think, you know, that's a huge part of our health too. I mean, obviously wear your sunscreen, ladies.
Oh yeah.
And gentlemen, if you're listening to this. Yeah. Obviously keeping sun health in mind, but I mean, getting vitamin D from the sun is a big part of our health and how we feel. You know, you hear other podcasts and health professionals talk about, you know, getting outside and getting that morning sun. It really can make a difference in the way that you feel.
Yeah. And your mood. And it is. I would have never, and again, we're talking about the differences in 30s and 40s. I would have never prioritized a 35 minute walk outside over an intense workout. Mm-hmm. Like if given the option, it would have been 30 minutes of weight training. And if I was going to do another workout, it was going to be a hardcore cardio, not a 35 minute walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I love that. So prioritizing protein, you said sleep.
Strength training.
Stress, strength training. Did I miss one?
No, I think those are the main. No.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I really like that. And something that maybe I should start thinking about. You know, I do those the majority.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, the majority of them I do. I could be better about prioritizing my sleep. I'm trying to right now with, you know, obviously with the stage that I'm in. I mean, it's kind of... Sleep is, let's laugh about it right now for me.
Oh yeah.
Not really happening. But even before baby, like I've never been great about prioritizing sleep, just full transparency. So that's something that Kevin and I would actually like to be better about, because it does affect you and how you age and wrinkles, ladies.
It does. And like, I feel like you and Kevin are such night owls though. Could stay up so late.
We can. I don't know where that. You know, my parents are like. Yeah, my parents are like that. But I've always felt like, and I know that people would say, "Whatever, that's just because you're doing it." I've always felt like I've never had to get 8 hours of sleep. I don't know why. Like for me, I need six. Like that's when I need at least six. Anything below six, I'm miserable. But I have to get six at least. And I've always been able to function, you know, really well at six. But I know I could probably be functioning better if I consistently got 7 and 8. So for me, it's like, stop watching Suits on Netflix. You know, you don't need to watch 3 episodes and go to bed.
But you know, what's interesting is like, so, but that's interesting that you can function on 6, because my body tells me I can do about 2 nights of 6 hours of sleep and be okay.
Yeah.
But if it goes any longer than that, like when I had sick kids this past, now I wasn't even getting six. They were up. I don't even know what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
I start like just falling apart.
Yeah. Everyone's different, but I know that 7 to 8 is what we really truly need.
Yeah.
And I need to be personally better about that. So
it's hard. It's really hard for you to think about right now what the 6 week old child.
Right now that's not going to happen. Right now that's not going to happen, but maybe down the line.
Soon.
Let's hope. Well, I think this was super interesting and super helpful, especially for people that, you know, kind of fear that 40 number, people that, you know, it's always like people when they turn 39, it's like, oh, I got one more year. So I think until what, you know, it's like one more year until what? So you have, I love that you've talked about like everything that you're looking forward to, everything you learned in your 30s. And obviously it's going to be different for every single person, but I don't think that we have to fear 40.
No.
And you're a living, breathing example of that. And I think that we can truly, you know, go into, as we age, one, be grateful that we're given another day, because that's not always promised, like you talked about, but also go into aging in a more positive way versus this like society telling us that we're expired at 40. Yeah,
doomed. Kind of,
like doomed. Like that's the vibe that I get. So yeah, no, I think this is really great. Thanks for coming on and sharing your experience. And
yeah, you're welcome.
And I'm excited to see what 40 brings you. I think it'll bring you lots of good things.
I think it's going to be good.
But we kind of have a fun thing that we talked about prior to recording this. And we wanted to start kind of sharing some things that we're loving at the end of our podcasts. It could be products. It could be, I don't know, a funny quote, a movie, whatever. So Carrie and I are both going to share one tonight, and I'll go first. So I had a hydrafacial about 2 weeks ago. It was a little treat to myself after having a baby that I did have some gift cards for. So some people got chipped in on that too. And when I was done, the esthetician put this amazing lip balm on me. And I never purchase like the products that they always try to sell you after. You know, a facial. And I actually purchased this because it was amazing. It made my lips look so pretty. It was very, it's super moisturizing, hydrating. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love it. Okay. It's called The Lip Slip by Sarah Happ. So it's Sarah Happ, H-A-P-P, the lip expert. And this is The Lip Slip One Luxe Balm. And it is balm. Literally,
mom.
I want to say balm, B-A-L.
It is the balm.
Yeah, it's the balm. I'm like a pun queen. I love a good pun.
Me too.
In fact, on one of our commercials for Hiya Vitamins, I was really mad that I didn't say, so give Hiya a try-a. That's not a pun. That just rhymes. But
that's just amazing.
But I said, give Hiya a try instead of give Hiya a try. And I was like, oh man, I should have said try-a.
You wanted to.
Not a pun. And I'm getting off topic. But anyway, Sarah Happ, S-A-R-A-H-A-P-P, The Lip Slip One Luxe Balm is literally amazing. I love it. It was a little more pricey than I would typically pay for a lip balm, but it comes in like a little pot. It looks like it's going to last me a long time. And it's that good.
Is it something you put on at night or during, like you do all day?
All day. You can do it all day. It's, yeah. And I think they have like a scrub. I don't really love lip scrubs. I have pretty sensitive lips. So this balm has been really great. And I think she has other products too. I followed them on Instagram after because I was that into it.
I'm about to try this.
Yeah. It's good stuff. What's yours?
Okay. Mine. We were just talking about, let's talk about aging and wrinkles, ladies. My latest consistent find, I'm going to have to throw that out there, is frownies. So if you are not on the frowny train, let me tell you why you should be. So disclaimer, I have had Botox, but it's been, so I got Botox in my forehead. I think it's been probably 9 months, a little less than a year. And from what I'm told, your effects usually starts wearing off at like 6 months. And you could see like, because obviously it freezes your facial muscles. I'm not against Botox. I will also say that. However, I have been, so once I got it, it freezes your muscles. So you're injecting basically toxins, into your muscles. So
it is called Botox.
It is called Botox. I do have a slight issue with that. As you all know, I mean, I do. I'm a little crunchy.
Yeah.
And I do like, so I, not that I didn't like the way I looked with Botox in my forehead. It was fabulous, but.
It was fabulous.
Oh.
I
got my thumbs up again. Thank you. It was fabulous. But I always heard frownies actually work. But you have to be consistent. Well, y'all, I'm consistent, Carrie. That's what my husband calls me. He goes, you are the most consistent person I know. And that is a fact. And it's just because if I find something that works or that I think will work, I'm consistent, just like the protein. If I know that if I eat my protein goal every day, that's going to work. If I weight train, I am good at being consistent. So these frownies are, they basically, it's like a cast. It's a cast for your forehead. So you piece together, they're paper, biodegradable. They're even like, I mean, it's good. And it's just paper. And I do it every night. My husband thinks it's so hot. he doesn't, but he's over it. And I've told him, I said, listen here, buddy, he's going to get, he can use frownies. We can be frownie buddies.
There you go.
It's going to be cute. I'll post out a selfie when we do that.
Yes.
But yeah, so I've been using frownies and I'm loving it. Like I'm about 3 months strong of using them. I would say the first month I almost did it every night. Now I use it, I would say 4 to 5 nights. And they're not like you can tell, like it is retraining my muscles.
My forehead looks great.
Like when I'm even trying to like lift my eyebrows, I almost like I could do it, but it's like hard to do now. Like and that's what you're supposed to do. It's supposed to retrain your forehead or like wherever you use them. And I can tell, like I can tell that I think based on what I know, my Botox should be completely worn off by now. And I've been using, I purposely started frownies like into it though, hoping that I could get the effects. And so I'll keep you all posted, but like, if you haven't seen it, we'll put the link in the bio what these frownies are and you can look at what they are. Mm-hmm. But I'm loving them. I'm a big fan. And I mean, supposedly they work. Like if you start looking at reviews and even estheticians, and you'll even have the plastic surgeons who say, who inject Botox for a living, say frownies will work. You just have to use them consistently. So that's what I'm digging.
Sleep, right?
I put them on when I sleep. You don't have to. Some people put them on during the day, but I think they say you ideally want them on about 8 hours a day. So look at that benefit. If you get 8 hours of sleep with your frownies on, we've just done.
Maybe that'll get me to sleep an additional hour.
8 hours. There you go. Put on your frownies and sleep. Put on your frownies for 8 hours and sleep. But yeah, so I'm digging them.
I'm going to get some.
You should try them.
I've never had Botox. I'm like, Carrie, it scares me. I'm not saying I never will. I'm not saying I never will. Let me just say that. So if I get it, don't come back and say.
Don't come at you. I know.
Yeah, don't come at me. But I am going to try the frownies because I definitely like want Botox. I'm just afraid of it. So that's like the only reason I haven't got it.
Yep.
I have a lot of friends that do get it, but I do want to try. If I can do it a natural way, then I'm going to try that first.
And that's what I'm doing. It's already been 3 months and I can tell. So I'm giving it a solid, I'm going all in.
Yes. So when you put it on sometime, will you please like get on our social and take a picture? I want to see what it looks like.
I will show you my forehead cast.
Yeah. Your forehead cast. Yeah. Because they've been around for a while too.
So they're not, it's not new. It's just people. And that's the thing. It's, you know, we all want it like instantly. Like this is not going to do it instantly for you. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not instant. You've got to do it consistently.
It's like a workout, core recovery, all the things.
Things we know and love and we talk about. It's just like that. You got to make it part of your daily routine if you want it to work, but it will work.
Yeah, cool.
So that's what I'm digging.
Yeah, so we'll put both the links to both those things that we discussed. Things that we're just kind of trying with.
Yeah.
We really like right now. Alrighty. Well, that was it. Thanks so much for joining us. And until next time, bye mamas.
Bye mamas.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us today. You can find us on Instagram at FitMamIn30. That's FitMamIn30. And let us know what you liked about this episode. We love hearing your feedback and what is resonating with you.
You can always find the links and resources mentioned in the show on our website, www.fitmamain30.com, along with our programs for prenatal, postnatal, and beyond. Until next time, bye mamas.